This is The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega, and we go to Haiti now, where a 5.9 magnitude earthquake hit the Caribbean nation over the weekend. The earthquake struck the coastal city of Port-au-Prince and sent residents into a panic. It's also raised questions about infrastructure improvements made in Haiti since the last earthquake struck in 2010, killing hundreds of thousands of Haitians. Joining us now is Jacqueline Charles, Caribbean and Haiti correspondent for the Miami Herald. Jacqueline, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Jacqueline, what kind of damage was done by this latest earthquake?
They are still doing the damage assessments, but there are reports of a lot of homes, private homes and structures that have gone down. In one of the towns, actually in the next region, or next apartment, next to Port-au-Prince, Grammont, there was an auditorium that also collapsed. What I have seen from the disaster folks is that there doesn't seem to be any major damages to government buildings. There is one police station that did suffer some damages. But in talking to seismic experts, you know, what they've said is that damages really should start at 6.0. And the fact that you do have damages at 5.9, it really speaks to the fact that these buildings are just not prepared to handle a major earthquake.
Well, were these the same buildings? Were these buildings that were still suffering from the 2010 earthquake? Had these buildings been fortified, or is this just indicative of Haiti's larger infrastructure issues?
Well, one, it's indicative of Haiti's larger infrastructure issues, but in 2010, Port-au-Prince was spared. The earthquake in 2010 was essentially Port-au-Prince metropolitan area, and it extended to the south to the city of Jacmel, which is another port city. But after 2010, there were calls by the top expert on earthquakes and others that says, listen, we've got to fortify these buildings that exist here. When you take the city of Cape Haitien, which is Haiti's second largest city, it's in the north, it's next door to Port-au-Prince. They also suffer some damages, and you have very old infrastructure that's there. And so this is a huge problem today in terms of what needs to be done, because a major earthquake is coming. They just don't know when, and they just don't know the magnitude.
And of course, here in the United States, the Trump administration has said it wants to end temporary protective status for Haitians and other immigrants that are living in the United States. Despite the fact that a federal judge blocked that decision last week, thousands of Haitians could end up facing deportation, depending on how this plays out in the courts. What impact could that have given this latest natural disaster?
Well, it's going to have a major impact, because when you think about the Port-au-Prince region in the north, it really is sustained by people who are living outside of Haiti. The country already has issues with the economy. It really has not recovered since 2010. And now on top of this, you have this earthquake here that has happened. And so things are going to be difficult for a while.
Well, of course, the Haitian president has also been under political pressure after the controversial increase in fuel prices. Does he and his administration have the support of the Haitian community to work through this?
Well, we haven't gotten to that test yet, because they just put in a new prime minister just a few weeks ago. The IMF is supposed to go back. They still want their fuel prices raised. Today, we're hearing, you know, the government saying to aid organizations, we're going to take control of this. But the Haitian population is saying, are you able to take control of this? You know, in doing this, are you going to prevent us from getting any kind of assistance? So they have to tread very lightly here, because what you have is a population that's desperate, that's fearful, that's panicked, and things are out of their control. You have communities, whether they are Haitian American communities or aid organizations, that want to provide assistance, that want to help. So if there's a perception that the government is stopping that aid from arriving, then, you know, you're going to add on top of everything else in terms of an economy that's not working, no jobs, pending end of TPS, and a government that really doesn't know what its next move should be.
Jacqueline Charles is the Caribbean and Haiti correspondent for the Miami Herald. Jacqueline, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.